7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them think and thing goes another way, oh, when them think and thing goes another way, oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only place.
My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. We are learning the science of the universe, sisters and brothers, the science of metals, the science of atoms, the spirit and power of the Most High permeates every portion of the universe, all the way down to atoms, molecules, protons, neutrons, and electrons. And our youth are going to have to be taught to go back to Africa. I don't just mean black. I mean black, brown, red, yellow, and white youth. The poor working class oppressed masses of the human family, our youth and young and babies need to go back into this knowledge and wisdom and understanding and understand alchemy. Understand the science of the black Africans, understand how we were able to teach how to raise ourselves up from being low and depressed and brutalized and based like a base metal, and add hydrogen, add fire, add protons and neutrons and electrons, add the knowledge and wisdom and spirit of the Most High to ourselves. Realize that those in power use the scripture. They use the scripture like paper, scattered paper. They use the Constitution. They use the law books and the history books. They use it like scattered paper, and they hide and conceal much. But we are raising ourselves up from their teaching. We're disconnecting ourselves from them. We're saying to them, Allah. We're saying to them, excel. We're saying to them that we will excel you, wicked ruling class and ruling families. We are getting in tune with the science of the universe. I learned something so interesting. I hit one of the etymological root words of this word, brass, and it took me to 5154. It said copper, bronze, copper, melting, copper ore. It's a feminine noun, nekusha. But then I hit 5-1, 5-3, and it took me, let me see now, what, 5-1, 5-3, yeah, it took me to bronze, but then it took me to another one, 5-1, 7-2, and this was an interesting word, nakash. This is the final root word etymologically to the word brass, which teaches us what these ancient Africans were doing. This word nakash, 5-1-7-2, Hebrew Cy Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, it means to practice divination. Oh, don't get scared, sisters and brothers. To divine, to observe signs, to learn by experience, to diligently observe, to practice fortune telling, to take as an omen, to practice divination, to observe the signs or omens. The African Hebrew Israelite nation were using the elements of the universe to see the future, to see a prophecy, to understand and learn by experiencing the power of the Most High operating within every facet and every aspect of the universe, all the way down to the metals and atoms and molecules and protons and neutrons and electrons. They were understanding omens, which only means signs. In every facet of the universe is a sign for you and me, to teach us to continue to go along the path of the universe and the Most High. We have only been taught the wicked usage of these divine principles. See, the wicked ruling class, they have their own that use the same elements for wickedness. This is not what we're talking about. The African Hebrew Israelite nation, Moses and Aaron and the high priests with their Urim and their Thummim and their Epet, these vestments, these metals that went on their high priest garments, this alchemy, this chemistry, see that Kemet, chemistry, Chem, the science of black people who understand the table of elements and all of the properties, all of the spiritual and divine principles and characteristics and attributes that are from the Most High, that are emplaced within every atom, within every molecule, within every proton, neutron, and electron, within every element on the table of elements, beginning with hydrogen, the first element, one neutron, one proton, one electron. This is the chemistry, Kemet, the science of black people. Now, I found something interesting. When I looked into the further commentary, it began to talk about how Joseph, you remember Joseph in the Old Testament, used divination. Yes, he did. It says in chapter 44 of Genesis, verses 5 and 15, when Joseph was testing his brothers and trying to see if they were righteous or unrighteous, he sent his servant to them after planting his divine cup in the stuff, in the baggage of his brothers, Joseph did, to test them. The servant said, "Why did you steal my master?" I'm giving you a paraphrase. "Why did you steal my master's cup?" Don't you know my master has the power to divine? And another word for divine is augur and conjure. See, Joseph was able to put water in the cup and look into the water. Look into, water, two hydrogens and one, let me see now, H2O, two hydrogens and one oxygen. That's the elements that make up the element called water. So Joseph was able to look into the hydrogen and the oxygen, able to look into the water, two hydrogens, H2O, two hydrogens and one oxygen, and was able to use this power from the Most High for good and righteousness to predict the future. I've not done this study as far as how Joseph was able to interpret dreams, but understanding this now, I am able to see that this was one of the means that was at the disposal of Joseph to interpret dreams, to see signs and omens, to practice divination, to learn by experience, to divine, to fortune tell, to tell the fortune. This is not evil. It can be used for evil. It can be used for vanity and wickedness. But Joseph was using it for righteousness. Then I saw that Laban used this power. When you read Genesis chapter 30, around verse 27, Laban tells Jacob, in the English it is translated, "I have learned by experience," I'm paraphrasing, "that you are good for me." But the word "learned by experience" is this same 5172, is this same word, nakash, that means divination, to divine, to observe signs, to learn by experience, which is the English they use here, to diligently observe, to practice fortune telling, to take as an omen, meaning signs, to understand truth, and understand justice, and understand righteousness, and understand where to go. You see, every portion of the universe is speaking to us. And see, when I began to research the words of the word water in the African Hebrew, theophany. Theophany means the power of the Most High in the physical. And you see water, and you see fire, and it kept running me to this word divination. It kept running me to words that had to do with this word divination. It kept running me to these types of words. And I said, wow, we have been taught that this whole practice is evil. It is not. This practice is righteous. And when we use it for righteousness, we come out learning truth and justice and righteousness. So when the African Hebrew Israelite nation were gathering brass and gathering silver and gathering gold, they were understanding chemistry and alchemy and understanding how to raise up from a low level. They were once slaves. They were once a people that were destroyed. They were once a people that were no people, but now they're being raised into truth, justice, and righteousness. And now they are understanding science, understanding wisdom, understanding knowledge, understanding how to get in tune with the science of the universe, understanding how to get in tune with the sun, the moon, the stars, understanding how to get in tune with the very elements of the universe, understanding how to gather these elements, how to gather these atoms, how to gather this knowledge and this wisdom and this overstanding to raise themselves up from a slave, raise themselves up from an oppressed people, raise themselves up from nothing and nobody. And that is our job and task today, to use the epit, to use the umum and the thummim, to use gold and use metal, to use this whole scientific process for truth and justice and righteousness. Now let me see if I can find something that is very interesting. It talks in chapter 40, after they had constructed the tabernacle and the temple, about the cloud and about the fire. Let me see if I can prove again what I have been saying. The cloud that followed them, by the cloud of fire, pillar of fire by night, and the cloud by day, Anan. The word is Anan 6051. A cloud mass, a theophonic cloud. And theophonic means the God and the goddess is in the cloud. You see, the Africans taught that the Most High is in every fabric of the universe. Now watch this, sisters and brothers. The root word of this word cloud is 6049, Anan. It means to make appear, to produce, to bring clouds. Watch this. To practice soothsaying, to conjure, to observe times, to practice soothsaying or spiritism or magic or augury or witchcraft. You see, these words were constructed by the Europeans in the English to make us to hate our ancestors. But this that is referred to in the English as witchcraft and magic and augury and soothsaying is a righteous power that must be used for righteousness. Further, soothsayer, enchanter, sorceress, diviner, fortune teller. You have other words here, barbarian and meoninum, which has to do with having the power of augury. But the theophany, the cloud, this is the cloud that followed them, the cloud of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day. I think if I hit the word fire, I'll come to the same word. Let me see if I can prove what I'm saying again. Let me see now. Do I see the fire here? The cloud was there. I don't see the word fire here, but you know and we know that the fire was there as well. And let me just take my time and finish this out and get to another Sunday school lesson in my next session. Let me see if I can hit the word fire and prove what I'm saying again. I'm going to type the word fire, and I'm going to see if I can prove again what I am saying. We saw the word cloud. We saw that it led to a word that had to do with practicing divination. I want to see if I can see the same with fire. I don't see the same with fire here. Fire, but we see the theophany is here. So what we are saying is that the fire is a manifestation of the power of the Most High in this very element that is in the earth and in the universe. And that word fire in the African Hebrew language is feminine. Let me try and find the word fire in Exodus. Around the words that we are dealing with, pillar of fire. Let me see if I can see what this says. The pillar of fire. That word fire is that same word fire. But when you get to the word cloud, the pillar of cloud, we see that the word leads us to divining and fortune telling and what Europeans call witchcraft, only to frighten us from this power. But we are going to have to overcome our fear. So this power went into the construct of the temple. And I want to just go over some of that which was in the temple and in the tabernacle that represents this science of the universe that we are speaking of, that teaches us the righteous usage of fortune telling and divining. One of my young brothers, who is so wise, was talking about how when he goes to church, he gets a good feeling. He gets the feeling of love. But then when it comes to divining, he said they don't know how to divine the truth. I said, stop there, my brother. I don't hear too many people talk like that. You see, this brother hasn't gone into detail into the science from the African Hebrew language. He didn't know that Joseph divined, that Laban divined, that the Magi, who were able to see and know that the power of the Most High in that baby called Yahushua, who represents a people, that power of the Magi to look into the heavens. They were using this science of divining from the universe, understanding that every facet of the universe is a teacher that teaches us to find Yahushua, find Christ, find the power of the Most High in the flesh, in the universe, in the physical, so we may understand something of ourselves. And did they not bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Here we see the representation of alchemy, how we are to raise ourselves up from a low level, a base level, into precious gold, that we may do the precious works of the Most High to bring liberation and deliverance to the human family, so that we may realize our Christ reality and run the earth and the universe by the power of the Most High. So I began to teach my brother that what he said naturally, what he said in his spirit, I didn't know this naturally. I had to study for hours. I studied 2, 3, and 4 hours every day, going into the words in the African Hebrew and the European Greek, so that I may know from an intellectual, from a mental construct, and then unite with those who know this by their spirit, by their inner being. Because I was taught by the church to be afraid of Africa, to be afraid of those Africans who were able to take a cup like Joseph. Do the research for yourself. Joseph, in chapter 44 of Genesis, verses 5 and 15, Joseph divined. Joseph used soothsaying. Joseph used that power. And when you go into cloud, the pillar of cloud, when you go into the word cloud and go to the root, you see that this soothsaying, this conjure power, this power that is called magic, spiritism, one of the words that is used in the Hebrew language is artificer. This word artificer has to do with a power and a skill that seems to be magical, that you can even levitate heavy objects. When you look at TV shows like Ancient Aliens, they talk about how they suspect that these ancient Africans had tapped into a knowledge that enabled them to defy gravity, reverse gravity, the four forces, force fields are gravity, electromagnetism, strong and weak force. These words have to do with the deep knowledge of every atom, every molecule, every proton, every neutron and electron in the universe, understanding the fields of gravity, understanding how to create a field of reverse gravity, electromagnetism, and whatnot, and using that power to move great monuments and objects. We are going to have to teach our youth and babies that they have that power, that they have that power to tap into the universe and do things that actually seem magical, to go into the clouds and the water and the gold and go into these powers and be able to tell the future and know which way to go and which way not to go. In the temple, there was an altar of sacrifice, sacrifice of animals. This means sacrifice and kill the animal passions and animal instincts, control our animal characteristics and powers. You see, there was a lever of water. This means clean, wash, be clean, so we can raise ourselves from the base mentality, clean our consciousness when we deal with one another. I want to have clean hands when I deal with you. We also see that on the right side in the Holy of Holies, or in the holies, was the shoe bread and bread, the bread of life, the word of the Most High in Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, I Ching, the universe. The word of the Most High is life to us. We eat and partake of the universe and partake of ourselves. On the left side, and the sides have significance, the right side facing the east is the feminine side. The left side facing the east is the masculine side. So we see sacred masculine, sacred feminine working together. We see that on the left side was the lampstand, the menorah, the seven branch candlestick lampstand, having to do with light, having to do with the movement of the sun in the counterclockwise 26,000 year procession going through the seven pole stars, seven number of completion, the light that completes us, the light that every time the earth has a new north, a new pole star, that means we're straightening ourselves up again for the new time period. We're straightening ourselves up, finding true north, finding our center, finding our true righteousness. We see that there's another altar of incense, which represents the prayers of the saints, the prayers for truth, justice, and righteousness. Then you come to the Holy of Holies, where the cherubim and the altar the mercy seat, and you have words that are feminine. The mercy seat is feminine because the seat represents the seat of the Almighty that comes from Africa, Kemet, Egypt, and the Almighty sits on the seat of truth, justice, and righteousness, and we must be the seat of truth, justice, and righteousness so that we may receive mercy from each other and mercy from the universe. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.